Extra, 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 extra. Read all about it. Welcome to the Saturday Night WrestleMania X. This is our annual WrestleMania show. We get to talk about two nights of WrestleMania tonight. WrestleMania XL, so big, they made it a label on the back of your shirt. As always, I am the People's Choice Don Rodriguez, joined by the Nubian Sumo down below and the big guy KG. And because we got a jam-packed show, we're going to jump into a couple quick things. You can see by the OG Wrestling Billboard sign, there's a lot to talk about and a lot to get into. But, Sumo, I'm quite sure you got a shirt to talk about, a quick drink to talk about, and a smoke to talk about. So we'll continue that tradition and let you speak on it.
Well, today I just got me a Nicaraguan puro that I received from Provada Cigar Club. When I say Nicaraguan puro, P-U-R-O, that means that wrapper, binder, and filler is the same tobacco from a Nicaraguan farm, rolled on that farm. So that's what I'm smoking tonight. As far as my shirt is concerned, I'm wearing a La Facción Ingobernable shirt. I'm sorry. La Facción Ingobernable.
Thank you. Much appreciated.
No. I wore this tonight for Dragon Lee, who has now joined the LWO as of last night. He is a member of La Facción Ingobernable, being that that's his part of his family. Rouge and La Bestia de Ring, being his father, were starters of La Facción Ingobernable, and Rouge being an official, an original member of Los Ingobernable, being CML and CMLL. So my question is, is LWO in canon now a sub-faction of Los Ingobernable?
Mm-hmm. Only if WWE allows.
So, you know, it'd be interesting to know how that works out. And then, as far as my drink of the evening, we have our Fort Mose. Whiskey. Of course, you can still get yours now. You can use the promo code www.buyfortmose.com/discount/maniacs. Still get your 10% off. I believe they still the last days of the March Madness sale, where you can buy two bottles and get free shipping, as well as their $20 cut on all of their bottles. So you want to try to take advantage of that while you can. I know I'll be enjoying some myself. And we can also say congrats, while we're talking about alcohol, we can also say congratulations to Cody Rhodes on his on his deal with Wheatley Vodka. Wheatley Vodka being a offshoot or a brand of vodka that is made by Buffalo Trace, of which, you know, one of my favorite bourbons. So we'll see if we can work something out for next week. As you saw on the show last Friday, on yesterday, they've got his bus all worked out and covered up with the Wheatley Vodka logos and everything. And they got that deal going along with the Prime sponsorship that they're going to have on the ring for WrestleMania and for all pay-per-views. So things are starting to change over there at WWE in some interesting ways. We'll keep up with that as things go along. But let's talk about WrestleMania. What's going on? What we got?
Hey, I'm with it. I will say, though, before we jump in, since they are kind of adopting some principles from the UFC, it would be nice for us to get that OG vibe of, I guess, Bruce Buffer calling out the main event. Because, you know, still to me, that the number one thing from NWO was when they had Michael Buffer saying, let's get ready to rumble, and then the NWO black and white music hits. Can't beat that, man. The crowd popped on that, and that it didn't matter what happened after that. You just knew it was about to go down. It just set that whole new feel. So going into WrestleMania, we're going to go ahead and talk about it naturally in its two components. We have night one and night two. Unfortunately, they have not laid out the booking officially, so we're kind of playing our own little book it on the order of operations there. KG, you got something?
Yeah, something was missed. I was going to save this for Sunday, but then I realized who was on this panel with me. And I know Fort Mose has had their March Madness sale since the end of February. And I just wanted to say, how about them Tar Heels? No! Moving on.
Hey, we can't win them all. Could, hey, it's all good. I gave him his heat. I gave him his heat. I got to take it, right?
That's so, hey, fair game.
All I know is we win a championship. We've won a championship every decade since the 80s. So this wasn't our year. We still got 6 more years left in this decade. So it's all good.
See, he's a gracious fan. He's dedicated. Win, lose, or draw, he's in it. So
Go ahead. That wasn't really 100% directed towards the Nubian Sumo, because he doesn't really give me too much rubbish about
you,
that.
You speak, you're breaking the fourth wall. Him,
but that's 98% to the Midnight Rider, because he always talk about, oh, timeout. Do we have any more left? Yeah, you still want to bring that up? How about them Tar Heels? You got nothing left.
Oh, man. So you there's your fourth wall break, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm going to bring up something from right now. Talk to me now. And you better talk to me nice.
Somebody's a little feisty tonight, so hopefully that means that you'll pick well, because I am still the reigning, defending, undisputed 2024 picks Le Champion. While we over here, you know what I'm saying? Showing some bravado here.
When's the last time you defended it?
The last pay-per-view. Last month. I'm a fighting champion. Let's get into it. WrestleMania picks 2024, here we go. First out the box, if we were booking it, would be the six-pack ladder match for the Undisputed WWE Tag Team Championships. For those in podcast land, I'll just let you know who's in it. You've got Miz and R-Truth, The New Day. You've got The Judgment Day, reluctantly defending. You've got Regeneration X or DIY. You've got, I wanted to call it Butch. I had to stop myself. Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate. And then you've got Grayson Waller and Austin Theory. I don't think they came up with a tag team name yet. I think they're together.
The A-Town Down Under.
Oh, okay. I apologize. There you go. Somebody's going down A-Town, under.
A-Town Down Under and Dunn are the new Catch Republic.
There you go. You got all that, KG?
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. I got it all written down. All that.
So I'll take first pick. I'm going to go ahead and keep it on the champs. I don't see I want Miz and Truth to win, but I don't think they're going to go that way. So I'm going to keep it on the champs. Let me just say that. Sumo?
Well, I am going with Miz and the Truth.
Okay.
Because I think this is the beginning of the end of the Judgment Day.
Possibly.
Well, AG? I'm going to go with the Mega Powers, because I think...
Who?
What happened?
The who?
The Mega Powers.
Mega Powers.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Or I could go with the Mega Maniacs. I mean,
Since they talked about them on Dark Side of the Ring, why not pick the Dream Team?
Yeah. I mean,
well, While we talk about stuff, I remember somebody a couple weeks ago talking about, hey, don't you think John Cena is missing from this year's WrestleMania? That still may be in play. And also, hey, where's Stone Cold? That may
Stone
be
in Cold. Play. Stone Cold!
Just putting that out there because, you know, somebody talked about that. But either way, KG, who you got?
Well, you might as well throw in Brock, too.
I put him on a Monday. I wouldn't have him at Mania. The Monday after will be a little more lax.
Smart Money says the New Day.
Okay. I see that. So first match out the gate to get everybody warmed up. And then right after that, we just go straight into the next one. Six-man tornado tag. We've got, can we call them the Hurt Business 2.0?
Because that's what they are.
Yeah. Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits.
You can't have the Hurt Business without MVP. I'm sorry.
I'm with you on that.
I go with that.
So Lashley and the Street Profits versus, there you go. Karrion Kross. And the AOP. Sumo, who you got in that one?
I'm going to go with the Pride. The way they got their booties kicked tonight, last night, yeah, I think I'm going to go with them. They got to come back from that some kind of way.
All right. KG?
I agree with the Nubian Sumo, and I will go with the Pride.
Interesting. Let me look at this again. Get that feel for it. I'm with you. I think there's more story to be told if it goes that way than if the Final Testament takes it. So I'm with you on that. So now this one, I think will also be a unanimous pick. Io Sky versus Bayley for the title. Come on now. I hope Bayley's wearing a properly themed attire for her to win and become champion again. So my money's on Bayley. What'd you say, Sumo?
Bayley buddies are coming back.
I was getting ready to say the same thing. It's time for.
You know, side ponytail are coming back.
You notice she was in tie-dye the other day. That's kind of back to the old Bayley color scheme.
So I'm going Bayley. Nubian Sumo, you going Bayley as well?
I'm going Bayley, yeah.
What's crazy is every time she would come on and the Bayley buddies would come out, I go, hey, that's Bayley. She's a hugger. I'm back. We're getting ready to get back to that because that's Bayley. She's a hugger.
That's right. So, KG, you have
Bayley. Hopefully on this pay-per-view, her pants contains her backyard. I'm lying, but I mean, just for the sake of it,
she ain't going nowhere without that backyard. Without that backyard, she's dragging that way.
Got a future behind her.
You got something following her. Speaking of following, we'll be continuing with everything right after this message.
Prestigious King of the Ring, Stone Cold Steve Austin, an incredible victory.
Just had to get that Stone Cold spot out there. They're not going to like it. They're going to hate on us, but we just wanted to get that Stone Cold spot out there.
We in trouble already.
Trouble already. I know, right? It's WrestleMania. If you don't get, you know, the broken skull out there, then what are you really doing? So shout out to Stone Cold Steve Austin. And hopefully we will see him as we've seen him in several of these WrestleManias that you can see the logos in our background. So next match of the night, it's going to be a little heated. I think arguably this would be or has the potential to be the match of the night because these two are going to go in and they're going to leave everything in the ring. And it's not even about pride. It's just about doing what they've always wanted to do, and that's to have a match against themselves at WrestleMania. I don't care really who wins or loses, but if I had to pick, I got to go with main event Jey Uso. I want Jimmy to win, but this match is, like I said, it doesn't have any relation to the bloodline in reference to, you know, making a swerve on the bloodline's power and influence. So, yeah, main event. Sumo?
I want to say that this is going to be a no contest in some kind of way. It's going to be like some kind of interference that's going to keep a decision from being made on this match. I don't know why I'm thinking that. Run-in?
Somebody
that I think we're going to have some kind of run-in. No, I think it's going to be a family member.
Rikishi?
Could be.
That's what my mind is saying.
It could be Rikishi. It could be Zilla.
Right.
It could be Jacob Fatu. It could be both of them. Lance and Wahi. It could be Juicy for now, or both of them. It's so many that it could be. You know, it could be, I'm not going to pick that way. I'm thinking that's what it's going to be. But I'm going to go with Jey.
Okay. Hey, G?
It's funny Sumo said that. Now, we normally flesh out our matches anyway. But what if it's just everybody that Sumo named and it's just a brawl for it all and everybody kind of chooses sides? Now you got...
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm thinking it's going to be. It's going to be like a family, a whole family thing. And you know what's going to remind me of? It's going to remind me of the match that Sting had with Triple H at WrestleMania. You had NWO versus DX,
which would have been.
That's what it's going to be.
They ruined the finish. Everything else was good, just the finish.
I mean, that's what it's going to end up being like to me. It's what I'm thinking. That's why I'm saying it's going to be a no contest because this is just going to be a showcase for the family.
Right.
I like that thought.
Yeah. And hopefully they have a bunch there. So worst case scenario, if there is no interference, at least let the family be there at ringside and you leverage that. And then, you know, you can play on that Owen versus Brett scenario with Rikishi. You know, whose side are you on type of situation? I'm on both of y'all sides. You know, you could do so much with that if everybody is there front and center. But so it looks like two, KG, you got the vote.
But here's a question before I even cast my vote. When you say the whole family, are we going to have Afa and Sika there too? Like, we going all the way back and getting the whole family?
Well, Afa's right now. Something happened with Alpha. Alpha's in the hospital right now.
I thought he got out of the hospital. I thought he had surgery. He got out. He was doing better.
Oh, did he? Okay, I hadn't heard anything since he went in. But this is like a few days ago that they were talking about sending out prayers for Alpha.
Yeah, right. He had surgery. God, what happened? It was something. It wasn't really serious. They said it wasn't serious. But he had got sick. Don't know what it is off the break. I have to look it up. I'll get that to you in a minute. But I'm taking Jey.
Okay. So that's another one that's kind of just going to be in the kitty there. It's not going to make any decisions. So we'll see if we have a little bit of a change of heart or a change of direction for somebody's picks right about now. six women tag match. We are hot off of Bianca Belair with the best abs in town. Jade Cargill showing up. Looked like she jumped out of the manatee. We say down anymore.
I don't know about that, but go ahead.
We'll get to that in a little bit. But when you see her, you know, standing next to Jade, those abs are popping. It's like, God dang, look like some, you know, forearms that was running across. So she looked like Finn Balor. That's how serious them abs were. But the funny thing is, dang, Trinity, you used to be the number one dime. Remember? She used to be the one, like, woo, the glow.
Well, hold on.
Like, hold up, you got some competition.
Did you ever see Bayley's tweet from, what was that? That was Royal Rumble.
Now, what did she say?
She was talking about her gear, she was like, she got this from this piece from here, this piece from there. She got her groceries from Trinity Fatu.
Yep.
Yeah. Don't get it twisted.
Oh, no, I'm not sliding. I'm just saying that there's some competition. So this is going to be just fan service right here. But Naomi,
all I know, change that. They need to change that. What you got up right there? They need to change that.
Wow. What
needs to be damage control versus Black Girl Magic.
I like that. I like that.
Because that scene at the end of SmackDown last night was magical. Lord Jesus, God somewhere.
KG, you got the first pick, but you know, yeah. I think we know where this is going.
Ain't no point in picking this one. Everybody know where we going. Go ahead.
Pretty much. I mean, but
just gotta lock it in.
Let me say this. Newbie and Sumo talked about what happened last night. I don't know who it was on Twitter, so this is not my words, but I agree with them wholeheartedly. That video and the picture of them standing in the ring together, number one, you seen how Jade was looking side to side and she was soaking it in. You like, she just was really happy to be there, but not just, oh, I'm just happy to be. No, it was like, yeah, I belong here. She felt so comfortable. But that picture and that video needs to go ahead and be hung in the African American History Museum here in DC. Got to be done. Because yep. I'm taking Black Girl Magic in this one. And if they come out with this name and it's called Black Girl Magic, WWE need to go ahead and pay the Nubian Sumo his money and 10% for his manager.
Cut his check. So who you got, KG?
Black Girl Magic.
There you go. Sumo?
Come on now.
All right. Then I will go ahead.
Come on. As much as I love Oscar, you got to go with Black Girl Magic. Come on now. Yep.
I'll go ahead and round this up with BGM taking the win. And with that, we'll be back. That picture of Sumo gets me every time.
Which one?
The last
one. Yeah. Man, let me. Okay. This dude done went back in the archives. I forgot about that picture. Wow.
Thirst trap.
Wow. Oh, okay.
Oh man, welcome back. Woo, that's something right there. So if that's not a good way to get your mind perked up again, ready to talk about this one, the main event. Sumo, you got first pick on what's going to have 100% implication on the finish for night two of Cody versus Roman. What's your thoughts on this?
For this to go the way that they wanted to go, it has to be Roman and Rock winning. It has to be bloodline rules for night two. So, yeah. I'm going to go with Rock and Roman for night one.
I feel you on that. I was pretty much thinking the same thing. I think this is where Solo will come in. Maybe somebody else will show up. But yeah, if it would be too vanilla if it was a double victory for Cody. So, you know, this could also play into some other situations, some other rumors as to if Seth Rollins is really on Team Cody. This could, well, we know The Rock is going to help Roman in this one. So that way, if the screw job's going to happen, it's going to happen at the main event on night two. But, you know, I'm going with the same Roman and The Rock.
I got to agree with you, gentlemen. I have to.
So that's a unanimous one. But let me ask this. What's y'all thoughts on The Rock calling himself or rebranding himself as the final boss? Is he pulling it off? We know we saw what he did on Friday night and then what he did and posted on social media. You know, he's throwing F-bombs like it's AEW, you know, getting some color and, you know, really digging into his Mama Rhodes thing. So she definitely better be there. You know, are you feeling this final boss, or would you rather him just be Hollywood Rock?
I'm not really feeling it. First of all, why would he take the final boss title knowing that Mako Sakamura was using it in NXT and Samoa Joe is using it in AEW? It's overused right now. So why would he even think about using it? It's not usually The Rock is known for being original, you know. So in the words of a great manager and a great podcaster of his own right, lazy booking.
He got a plug from CM Punk on Monday.
Exactly. Yeah. Did you see the did you hear his retort to that?
Oh yeah. Did he tweet the picture of him out there with the CM Punk shirt? We're talking about Jim Cornette, by the way. Shout out to Jim Cornette and the drive through and the Jim Cornette experience. Get him one other plug out there. Compliments of us, but yeah.
For him to use that, knowing that it's already being used in has been used recently in the WWE by somebody who's actually been in the game way longer than he has. Mm-hmm. Mako Sakamura is a legend in Japanese wrestling, and was using the final boss in NXT. You know, it's.
Yeah. What about you, KG? I know you're a mark for The Rock.
Indeed I am, but I don't believe in using the final boss. Here's my thing. This is my thought, spitball here. Take it at face value. Take it how you want. When I hear final boss, I'm a gamer. Final boss means you can be defeated. It just means I kicked everybody else's ass. Now it's time for me to kick yours.
Okay. Are you taking it down a double dragon?
Hey, think about Think about every final boss you've ever come across. We'll go back in time a little bit. Think about Mario 3. What's your final boss? Bowser. He goes through the bricks. It's over. Right? That's it. It's done till the next game.
There's a little bit more drama involved in that, but yeah.
Of course, but you got to go through 8 worlds of ass kicking. Right? You think about the final boss for Gears of War. Each Gears of War has a final boss. When you get to Gears of War 3, you gotta fight Mirror. When you fight Mirror, she's the final boss. Then you kick her ass and it's over. Naming yourself the final boss is like a death wish to me.
Well, I will say this, though, since you're giving video game references. If you ask in a few months Jake Paul and Logan Paul their thoughts on the final boss, I think they will say that Mike Tyson has earned the phrase punch out 100%. Because he's going to eat. He going to destroy them boys. I'm telling you, he's going to destroy them.
I'll give it to you then. Mike Tyson was never the final boss.
You look like Robert Gibbons.
I'm about to eat you. You realize that, right?
Huh?
You do realize in Punch Out, Mike Tyson wasn't the final boss.
Yeah, he wasn't. But he was
the final boss.
Right. But they ain't getting that far. Tyson's the final boss.
No, Tyson was who you defended your title against. And
no, I'm saying for them, Tyson is the final boss.
Well, nah, Tyson ain't the final boss. Tyson's the Undertaker for them.
Oh yeah, that's
well, true. You signed your name in blood for money, and you just asked for a death wish.
Yeah. How you got a fight? I know we're going off to the left a little bit, but how you got a fight booked that the only way to win is via KO?
And you fighting the baddest man on the planet
against Tyson. You want that to be only be a KO? Like, okay.
Here's one for you. When you see that fight and Tyson hits him to the body, know it's an uppercut coming. And when that uppercut comes, it's going to be a lot of slow singing and flower bringing.
Mm-hmm. Man.
Men that have stronger chins than Jake Paul have fell victim to that combo. That one to the body to get you to drop your hands, and then an uppercut when you stun.
All I know is I ain't watching that fight. Now they're saying that all these stipulations are fake news. All this stuff, and it's going to be a straight up fight, no headgear and all that stuff.
But is that going to be 2-on-1? I bet you that's real.
They're saying that all that is made up. That Jake Paul came out saying that none of that stuff is legitimate.
He's gonna need his brother.
He gonna need Jesus.
He gonna need the God.
He gonna need COVID-19. Everybody gonna have to show up for this one.
Because a couple of days after when all the swelling sets up and everything, he'll be looking like Martin after Hitman turns. My baby love me.
You still love me, Jenna. You still love me.
Oh man. I will say this though, and then we'll move on over. You do need to watch it because at least this time, for those of us that are of a particular age, we have Netflix. We don't have to pay for something that's only going to last 5 to 10 minutes. What were they, $100 back in the day for the fight? And then, you know, by the time you got there and all the pomp and circumstance, ding, pop, pop, pop. Well, that's it.
The Clifford ATN fight.
$100 for the undercard?
The Clifford ATN fight. There you go. I sat down my plate. I stuck one fork full in there. All his, what? It's over. I just sat down my plate.
Exactly. Like, give me a chance. So, you know, we'll see. I'm not trying to rush time. Time is already this year flying by like it's ridiculous. But when it happens, it's going to happen. So
I probably end up still seeing it, but I just don't want to see it if it's going to be James, all that crazy.
It's free. You got Netflix. It's free. They're going to get you $13 anyway. You might as well just go ahead and tune in. Just like we're about to take it to now, our picks for night number two. And we're going to start off night two's picks with that beautiful segue from one paw to the other. Triple threat match for the United States Championship. Just booked Kevin Owens versus the other Paul and Randy Orton. KG, you got the first one on this?
KO.
Okay.
No. I can't see Randy Orton having the U.S. title around his waist. Can't see that.
Well, you see, you pick KO.
But I'll go with KO. Oh.
All right.
I trust my gut.
I'm actually going to go with Randy Orton. Only reason why is because if there's just going to be any consolation prize for the Money in the Bank, Damian Priest cashing in on Randy Orton or Randy Orton versus Damian Priest Judgment Day feud, I'd watch that. So I'll go with Randy on that one. Sumo?
Even though I think Randy's going to win.
Mm-hmm. Don't you say it.
And just to see the world burn, I'm gonna say Logan Paul.
Yeah. I knew that's what you was gonna say. I told you not to say it. Now in the back of my head, I was thinking that they may have, because triple threats, in my opinion, are made and designed in a championship setting for the champion to walk out with the belt. It's just plausible deniability enough to say, well, you know, you didn't beat me or I didn't lose, or blah, 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 all that stuff. Because it's, you know, three people involved. So I feel you on that, but I think Randy needs to get one more run going all across the board again, and then he'll probably retire. So
I think Randy's going to end up winning it, but
I know.
I'm not picking Randy. No, I'm something's telling me that even though my gut says Randy, I need to pick Logan.
It's all good. So, KG, you pick, right? Yes, right. You pick, yeah.
Yep.
Your KO. So, speaking of another match that kind of just came out of nowhere, it's interesting, this whole buildup. We've been talking about LA Knight and, you know, his direction. Unfortunately, it got derailed. Thanks to Cody Rhodes coming in and trying to finish the story. So now he's in a program out of nowhere with AJ Styles.
Time out.
What?
I don't believe you can blame that on Cody.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't. You know why you can't?
Why?
Because LA Knight should have won Money in the Bank off Brick. Because that was your next big star. He had White Hot had everything in the palm of his hands. And they put it on Damian Priest. They put Money in the Bank briefcase on Damian Priest. No. It should have been on LA Knight. LA Knight should have been cashed in at least of anybody on Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins could be off healing his meniscus by now. LA Knight is taking his ascent into the history books as your champion. Yeah.
No, it can't be that way because Damian Priest had the rocket ship put on him after his match with Bad Bunny. His tag match and his Mania match.
What has Damian Priest truly done?
Since then, you know, nothing, but I'm just saying I'm just talking about the booking part.
Long term booking for that and for what they did now. We talking long-term booking, because what have we been talking about the whole time since he's won the Money in the Bank briefcase?
Is the contract actually in there?
Right.
Right. What's going to happen with the Judgment Day now that he has the briefcase?
So what you're telling me is I'm on a limb by myself.
Briefcase.
So what you're telling me is I'm on a limb by myself.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow. Unfortunately, yes. Unfortunately.
And it's
yes.
It's a thin one and it's about to break.
Hold on, hold on. No, no, no. You don't love me, and I know now. We're supposed to be a family.
The people. The people.
Oh. Oh, man. So.
Don't sue us.
No, don't no.
He didn't sing enough. We're good. We're good.
Shout out to Don Penn on that one.
We can get away with that. So also before we do our pick, AJ Styles is rumored to be debuting. Actually, it's not really a rumor. It's pretty much a spoiler at this point. Debuting his new theme song because he says that his old one does not match where his character is at this moment. So that means that you got AJ debuting at WrestleMania with a new theme song going against LA Knight.
Trivia question.
What's that?
Trivia question. Who was that music originally made for?
Oh, shoot. Give me a second. I know this. I'm just totally brain farting on it because I was just watching a TikTok about it. It wasn't. Oh God, it wasn't Randy Orton.
Nope. You think about CM Punk?
Yeah. Son of a gun! I seen it like a month ago. He was talking about how doing an interview, and the song was originally for somebody else. And then he kind of performed a robbery and stole it. But go ahead and tell us, because I'm brain farting on it. But I literally just saw that last month.
Cowboy James Storm.
Yes.
Cowboy James Storm was in contract negotiations to leave TNA or Impact Wrestling at the time. And was coming to WWE to be in NXT, and they made that music for him as his entrance music. The contract negotiations didn't work out, and they wound up giving they gave the music to AJ. He liked it, and he took it.
That's still all in the TNA family. So speaking of that, I'm going to have to still put my hat on LA Knight because they got to give him something. He didn't got shafted the past couple of times. He's got to get his WrestleMania moment at least give him something.
Hi.
What's up, WFP?
What's
happening? That's my pick. I got LA Knight. Yeah. Sumo.
I'll go with LA Knight.
All right. KG?
I got LA Knight too, but here's a killer. When you date, this is the way it used to work, and I know times have changed, but when you debut a new song, that normally means you're going over. Normally championships. But if you remember, I noticed it back in the late 90s, early 2000s. It's always a tweak to the entrance music. But when Triple H won his first title, he stopped using My Time and started using The Game. Mm-hmm. Because remember, he won it on Monday night because he lost to Mankind that Sunday, who defeated Austin. And that Monday, he broke Jim Ross's arm, defeated Mankind, won his first title. That Thursday, well, actually Tuesday, but that Thursday on SmackDown, he started calling himself The Game. That's when the music debuted. That's when him and The Rock got into it with that epic battle. The Rock said, I can go in the back, take off my $900 shoes, my $700 shirt, come back out here and kick your candy ass. Great promo. Awesome. But that's always been the thing, that if the music changes, you're going over on the next pay-per-view. So
right.
I don't know if times are still the same. I have to go back and check the history books, but
from what I know, AJ?
No. I'm going to go with LA Knight because LA Knight's a logical winner. But from what I know, the record is – let me flip through the book here. I got it written down. Before we're talking here we go. The record is 2006-0 when someone changes their daggone theme music before WrestleMania pay-per-view.
Wow.
Huh? 2006-0?
Yes.
How?
Because I just pulled it out of thin air. Somehow I just pulled it out of my ass.
Yeah, you had to pull it out your ass. I mean, it's only been 40 WrestleMania. You're talking about 2006-0. Come on, man.
Okay. I just wanted to be quiet.
Oh, KG,
he just had to be the guy. I'm just gonna be quiet, just let it roll. Just because of what it was, I was like, you know, I'm gonna let him have that one because he put the book in it and, you know, made it all dramatic.
And then I know, guy, right?
Then this guy, go ahead and ruin it.
Oh my god.
Hey, I'm glad that one was directed by the Killer Bees. I just want to say that.
Shout out to Meatloaf on that one, making her on-screen appearance in there.
Once again, back. Oh, Hollywood so small back then. So with all that excitement.
I could have sworn you were about to start playing X-Men 97 on that music.
No.
Not at I all. Was well. Now, hold on.
Not at all, but I figured we need a little bit of excitement for that commercial break just to take us into the big time, because we at the tail end of it now on night two, where everything's going to start mattering. And the first pin that could fall in a sizable direction is going to be this match right here. Drew McIntyre versus Seth freaking Rollins. And I am going with Drew McIntyre. He signed a contract. They brought him back. They're going to give him an opportunity to be champion by, you know, hook or by crook, heel or face, to be able to have his moment with people. Not in, you know, the area that I pretty much came up with, the Thunderdome, but with people. And
did you get paid for that?
Hell no.
Of course.
I got played. That's about it. But I ain't get paid. So that's my pick right there. Not happy with it, but I think that's a necessary evil to again flow into bloodline rules at the end of the night. Sumo, maybe you see things differently.
No, I see about the same. Drew wins. Seth goes off into the sunset, rests up, does whatever he needs to do to get healthy. He'll be probably gone about 3 to 6 months, probably, you know, just to give him some time to regroup, do what he needs to do. I would also look for Damian Priest in this match with the briefcase. I would be anticipating Damian being involved in this match with the briefcase.
Okay. I can feel what you're putting down. You're cooking, sir. KG?
Jump back a little bit. When Nubian Sumo was saying he was expecting you to play X-Men 97. If you listen to X-Men 97, you do realize they say that came from the original. Go listen to that. Then go listen to Whitney Houston's I'm Your Baby Tonight. All I'm saying.
Yeah.
All I'm saying.
So you're saying that they should have had Whitney play Storm?
Oh, that would have been great.
No.
The attitude. Oh, my God.
In the OG, not the 97, but you know.
In the OG.
And the OG.
Yeah.
I've been cool with that.
But see, we'll have to talk about this off air because y'all got to explain this to me. I keep saying everybody talk about X-Men 97. And I'm like, what the hell is this? But
okay. All it is well, just the continuation of the show.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet. I did take the time to go through the first the 5 seasons of the original. So I did watch the original.
That's a journey in itself right there.
Yes, it is. Oh, man.
Yeah, so I took the time to do that. And I haven't seen the new one yet, but I am in tips. There are some little nuances that I'm kind of, you know, you could tell the 97 is the woke version. Let's put it that way.
Well,
yeah, that's the consensus. That may be why they fired the showrunner.
Here's a question for you. If that's a continuation, that's a lot to continue. But if you bringing that back, which was a staple of Saturday morning cartoons from 92 to 97, you got to bring back Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Because that came on afterwards. So you got to give it all to me. But I got to go with Drew because we know that Seth is hurt. He's got to take some time off. And he's pulling double duty. So expect Cody to do most of the wrestling tomorrow. And
tomorrow. I'm sorry, not
tomorrow. Jesus. Saturday. Next Saturday.
Next week. Yes.
First 2006 music changes. And now WrestleMania is tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, because whenever WrestleMania starts a week early, the champion is 95-0.
Notice he's not even on the thing, but he made sure that you heard
the page. Yeah, he touched the book anyway, because he is 55th and a half positive that what he's saying is 22 and a second correct 45% of the time. And if you take that math divided by 22, that means he has a 66 chance of a 33rd chance of being correct on his picks today, which makes him 85% positive that he may actually win the picks for WrestleMania.
Spoken like a true champion of math.
Spoken like a true Steiner.
So I got
you're talking about what the kids say earlier, whatever that was you said about what the kids say. The kids say something else. The math ain't mathing.
Tell it to Scott Steiner. Tell him to tell it to Scott Steiner. We'll see how they get that math out of it. So I got Seth. I'm sorry. I have Drew. KG, you said you had Drew?
Yep. Sumo got Drew.
So that's a unanimous for Drew McIntyre going over. But are we going to see the same way on this one?
No. No.
KG, no. You got the first pick. Seth's going home unhappy. Is Becky going home to man?
No, Becky going home with her tail between her legs. Because Rhea Ripley's white hot. You can't take the belt off her right now. She is, oh my goodness. She is where it's at.
Okay, so you got Rhea, Sumo.
Oh, I'm going with the jelly. This jam don't shake like that.
Lord, yes.
Glory, hallelujah.
I'm next in line for a stink face.
All right, so that's two for Rhea. We'll go ahead and make that a threefer. We can all pick a corner and just wait our turn. There's no bad position to be in that one. But does that mean also that Becky is going to take a break and just, you know, continue on her book tour while Seth is out? You know, they can spend time with Baby Rue and, you know, just make that a family thing. Or could there be a possibility that she beats Rhea? To be honest with you, Rhea doesn't even need the championship at this moment. Honestly, think about it. How much of what we've seen in the last 4 or 5 months with Rhea Ripley did you care about her being the champion? She's kind of surpassed the belt.
No.
So if Becky was to become champion, you know, Rhea's synonymous with Dom.
Here's the thing. This is something I learned from doing this show for quite some time with you and the Sumo. Sometimes certain people are better when they're chasing the belt. Becky's a little bit better when she's chasasing the belt.
Her interests are better when she has the belt, though. I will say that.
I'll give you that. But I don't think she goes off into the sunset and says, you know, let me go ahead and sit down and chill and do. No, no, no. She's going to be a little bit better. Now, she may not win it at Mania. And I wish they would go back to automatic rematches on Monday and then title change hands on Monday.
Right.
I wish they went back to that. Go back to the way it used to be where you got your automatic rematches. But I don't feel that she's going to go off into the sunset and be like, oh, well, I'll see you guys later. No, I think she's going to chase the belt for a little bit because before the belt gets to Becky, it's going to either go to Bianca, Jade, or Trinity.
No, you got it right with the first two.
But now, hold on.
Next year's Mania main event is Bianca versus Jade.
Hold on.
I don't think he's got it right with that because remember, the women's world title is a Raw belt.
That may change. We you've been talking about that a while
ago. That could change. That could change because I can actually see them setting this belt up for Jade.
Mm-hmm. But hold on. Pull my coat and follow me on this one. What if they do with Black Girl Magic what they've been doing, what they did with Damage Control? They did it with the Riot Squad. You put the tag team belts on two, put the championship on one.
That'd be unfair.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't. Because that's the way it is now. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The only way to take them tag belts off is to put somebody equally big with Nia. And I don't mean by size. I mean just, you know, muscular and all that stuff. We need somebody to match with Nia in the tag team to give another team a chance of winning.
You had that.
Give Bianca and Naomi the tag titles because they already together. They already look like they've been ready to be a tag team. And then put the world title, Rhea's belt, on Jade.
But what about if they actually created a secondary women's title like I've been asking for the longest?
Yeah, they're going to need that now. If they do that, they're going to need it.
But you got to create two. Kind of.
Well, maybe not.
It should be on the same level with your Intercontinental and your U.S. title. Maybe. I don't want to call it a television title because AEW kind of got that with the TNT title.
Well, no, remember, you only need one because we have the NXT championship. Like we talked about last week, you know, yeah, everybody flows through all three brands. So,
but isn't the NXT championship, isn't that women's championship a world title?
Yeah, so I was about to say, remember, the NXT is number one in the world. Let's not get too into the minutiae of the tradition, James. We're just talking about what they call it. But that would be the stair step to getting the heavyweight championship match. Number one contendership, you have to be the NXT champion.
But, hell, the U.S. title and the Intercontinental title don't even mean that anymore.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Let the women start that back. Triple H is a traditionalist. He believes in, you know, tradition and what it used to be. So if the women usher that in, that's their testing ground to see if it works. If it works and people buy in and they're all into it, then you can, you know, roll it over to officially the, you know, the WWE, and then there you go. But let the women test it out. Let them be NCAA, and then if it works, it goes in the mat.
But see, that's like the Nubian Sumo being the Intercontinental Champion. You're the world champion. He's supposed to be number one contender. I come out of nowhere from a whole different organization, and all of a sudden, I'm the number one contender. No, that's not right.
But that's WWE.
And that's
also good business.
No, it's not.
But you got to think about it. Those are once-in-a-lifetimes.
No.
A scenario. Cody is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
I'm not talking about Cody. Back. We are,
but I'm just saying, I'm keeping it recent.
I'm talking about anybody. You could bring in
the next once in a lifetime would be Will Ospreay.
Contender.
The next time that would happen would be Will Ospreay. Even Kenny Omega wouldn't come in and have that much of an instant opportunity. He'd have to make his opportunity, but Will Ospreay could make that opportunity. Daniel Bryan coming back could make that opportunity.
No. Hold on. You're not getting away with that. I remember having a discussion with you on this very show, in this very ring, about Kenny Omega coming to WWE when he was a free agent before the AEW thing. We Kenny talked about that, and you were talking about putting the belt on him immediately.
Kenny pre-Divicular.
Yeah, that was Kenny Omega coming straight out of Japan, though.
That's the best.
There's a big difference between Kenny Omega coming fresh out of Japan and Kenny Omega now.
No, sir. Right. Kenny Omega could have came straight out of the daggone cornfields. He could have came straight out of the pool. He could have came straight out of the daggone dungeon up in Canada. He still's not getting my belt. I got somebody that's
holding on to
the Intercontinental No. I got somebody that's rocking the Intercontinental Championship or the U.S. title right now that's supposed to be the number one contender. And you telling them, well, I'm going to bring in Kenny Omega because, you know, he's big over in New Japan. And I'm going to have him leapfrog you, but we're going to push you down a little. No, you paid your dues over here. You deserve your shot. We got to stop doing that. I understand that everybody wants everything right now. But no, you got to go back to putting your dues in.
That's not what it's about. You're
creating spoiled-ass people, man.
That's not what it's about. WWE, even in this time where it's not being mentioned, one thing they will never get rid of, because that is the mold that has kept them at the level that they are, is that Vincent Kennedy McMahon set up that if you have the ability to have somebody come over like that and sell out half of a stadium, not an arena, a stadium, they're going to get that match.
Now, okay, you said keep them at the level that they're at. And what level exactly is that?
But like I said, that's the once in a generation.
But that's my question. What level is that they're at? That if you keep doing what you're doing, you're gonna keep getting what you're getting.
They're a draw. Why do you think Brock Lesnar was always the annual thing that you hated? He drew money.
So because he draws money, I'm supposed to expect so-and-so to be a company person, but I'm bringing in somebody else to do and take the spot that you should have. They're going to take the light from you because they draw.
Now, let's go ahead and press the rewind button, and then you could go ahead and say, Seth Rollins, let me give you a high five because I understand your reaction when CM Punk showed up in Chicago.
That wasn't a work. That was a shoot. That was
right. True. That's what I said. You go ahead and give CM Punk the high five because you were right there saying his entire argument. But the machine is the machine. And the machine is not about making superstars. That was the 80s. The machine is about making money.
You know what? I'm going to say this, then I'm going to get down off my soapbox. You go around the country. You go to different warehouses and companies, and you got people that have bust their ass 5, 10, 15 years, know everything about the building, know where every piece goes, knows how to do every procedure. When a position comes open to take over and run stuff, they bring somebody in.
Hard times.
And what happens? Your work morale goes down.
He giving us a hard times promo.
They kick you in the butt and tell you, you ain't worthy of this job.
A computer took your job, Daddy.
Hold on. We bringing in somebody else because they got a college degree, but can't even tie their own shoes. Then we want you to train them to tell them how to do your job.
Oh, man.
What happens with that? Your company morale goes down. Your company goes to shit because people know you don't take care of the people inside of the company because you're going to bring somebody else from the outside to do the daggone job that the people in the inside can already do.
And Ric Flair, I'm coming for you. Hey, you know what? We need we got to cool KG off. We're going to take this commercial break and, you know, let him hold on to his hard times, and we'll see if you feel better to wrap this show up towards the end of Night 2 of Mania. We'll be back. Man, he can produce the movies, can he? I'm gonna have to go see that up in theaters.
I'm gonna let you know now. You just got a thumbs up from in the back.
The chum. Go see it.
Good evening.
Look, see that. Did you go through my whole picture gallery? Jesus Christ.
Oh, yes. There was something I really wanted to put in, but you know.
Mrs. People, you know why I'm mad.
We just put you over, though. Sumo.
You know why I'm mad. I'm tired. I'm tired of this. I'm tired.
Tired as shit. He's tired. So tired of now the hard times is over. Nubian Sumo just got put over. Let's get into the last couples.
He did put some work into that. You got to get out of here.
We got some emotion up in this. Sumo, is that streak ending? Or is Sammy about to become Generico? And that's the best it's going to get.
Generico?
Yeah, it's just going to be another stepping stone for Gunther to walk by. Not even worth the name. Just, hey, I beat somebody at Mania last year.
Another brick in the wall.
Yep. So, Sumo, what you got? What's your thoughts?
Okay, you do know that Sami Zayn was El Generico, right?
Get the hell out of here.
You didn't know that?
No.
For a shoot, you didn't know that?
No.
We talked about that.
Seriously. You didn't know that.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, we talked about it.
Yeah, Sami Zayn was El Generico.
That was year one with the sumo. That was, you know, many conversation about the feud between KO and Sami Zayn. Sumo was giving us the history about that. How long they were together.
Play thing. That was the thing they did with El Generico. Because El Generico was supposedly a Mexican soccer player, and you know the ole ole thing is what they do in soccer games, and you know that's why they do that with him. And plus that was El Generico's entrance music too. Ole 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 ole. Oh, that was his entrance music back in the Indies.
So correct me if I'm wrong. I think I had a video of Ricochet, and I think that was Sami Zayn and the Young Bucks. And they hit the 450 splashes off of each corner. Am I correct in that? That was Sami Zayn was the fourth, right?
I believe so.
I believe so.
I got to find it, but it was absolutely fascinating.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, just as a sidebar. Do you know that? Okay, you've been hearing during Ricochet's matches that what's his name? Pat McAfee has been talking about Ricochet moving in the ring like a puma.
Uh-huh.
You know where that comes from, right?
Go ahead.
You know what he's referencing?
What's that?
Ricochet, when he wrestled in Lucha Underground, was under a mask as Prince Puma.
Certain things in this world you're not supposed to know.
Or as the old cartoons used to be, the more you know.
Nah, that's right. When it comes to luchadors, you're not supposed to know who's under the mask.
Like, really? The tattoos gave him away. Yeah. He had those tattoos then, and he's got them now.
He felt betrayed that knowing that Eddie Guerrero was Tiger Mask.
Why you feel betrayed?
Because I'm not supposed to know who's under there. You're never supposed to know that.
No, you're not supposed to. You're not supposed to have the reveal mask. As long as they keep kayfabe, if you take the mask off and you go from one promotion to the other, the kayfabe is there. Like, weren't you? No. A smart
mark. Did you know Swerve Strickland wrestled under a mask?
No.
Yeah.
Swerve Strickland was in Lucha Underground as Killshot.
Yep.
That's why when he was in that feud with AR Fox, everybody was looking forward to it because of the last match that he had in Lucha Underground, Killshot versus AR Fox, that hardcore match that they had. He unmasked himself and revealed himself as Shane Strickland, and left Lucha Underground to go to NXT.
And that's why we pay him the big bucks.
Yeah.
But going back to
contract.
Going to the match. Sorry about that. It's not what now. There we go. Technical difficulties there. So now that you know, I'm going with Gunther because, you know, that's all we have to say about that. Sumo?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with Gunther as well. I don't see a reason to take that belt off of him and to give it to Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn hasn't established a storyline for me. I would rather see Chad Gable beat the record than Sami Zayn.
True that. Or Montez Ford.
Yeah. At some point. But not now.
Not now, but you know, if it was gonna happen, if I had to pick somebody, I cherry pick Montez. That would help him break out. But KG,
I'm gonna go out on a limb. Out on a limb. I'm going with Sami Zayn on this one.
I'm glad you're keeping these singing renditions short because we don't have a budget for that.
No, we don't.
This ain't ECW.
No, we don't have a budget for it at all. Like I didn't got in trouble during the week for some of this stuff. Imagine what I'm going to do on Tuesday because we got a NCAA matchup tomorrow. We got a Deborah Cox game tomorrow with Duke and NC State.
Don't do it.
I'm not, but how did you get here? Nobody's supposed to be here.
Stop. Because that song, you really do want to have to keep going. Like it's already in my head now. You just earworm me. I appreciate that. Damn. Let me try to shake that.
No.
Yep, see? It's right there.
Yeah. Many nights I've sung that song on my way home from ESPN Zone.
So that's unanimous. You said you're picking.
I said I'm taking Sami Zayn.
You're taking Sami Zayn. Yeah, I stand corrected. Don't know why, but okay.
That's only our third match.
I know. Well, we'll see what we think about this one. The main event of the evening. So we pretty much already booked that it will be under Bloodline rules. Mama Rhodes is going to be there. Every probably member of the Anoa'i family that can move and is breathing will be there. Possibly Dustin will be there. Dakota probably will for sure. Shoot, they may even get Terry over there. So we'll take a pause for a second for everybody to think about what you want to say. I'll go first. And this is a tough one because, man, they're laying it thick, especially coming out of Friday, for us to have this moment. But, man, it could go another way that would just destroy the crowd, and I would just bust out laughing and exuberance. However, I'm going to go with Cody, not because he's finishing the story, but because I think whatever direction they're going to go with the swerve, is it Seth? Is it The Rock? Is it Solo? Is it Jimmy? Or is it Paul Heyman? There's several scenarios that would lead to there being a situation. So I'm going Cody. KG?
Just because I want to see him make the dream proud. Because Roman Reigns has put hard times on Cody Rhodes' family. So give me Cody to win this one.
You just can't get rid of this hard times thing, can you?
Because it's the truth, man. I only speak the truth.
All right. Subo, you have the final pick of the night. We're going to bring them to you so that people can see your face. Who you got?
So many things can happen during this match.
I agree. I agree.
The different scenarios that could go on during this match. I mean, on Cody's side, on Roman's side, you still got the Money in the Bank in play. Mm-hmm. But in the end, you got to go with Cody.
There it is.
In the end, it's got to be Cody. I was thinking about it the other day, and I even brought in my Alexa on this and was like, okay, so first of all, when does Roman tie Hogan for the belt, for the title, for the most days with the title. And I came up with September 13th is when he gets to 1,475 days. That's the day. September 13th is the day he beats Hogan for number two. So that gives us what? That puts us past SummerSlam. That doesn't quite put us to Royal Rumble. Royal Rumble wouldn't be until like November, right?
No, that's January. Royal Rumble's a January.
You saw that Survivor Series.
Series.
You're talking about maybe a little, no. It would be something. It'd be one of them. One of those.
Survivor Series would be like October, right?
No, Survivor Series is November.
That's November. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So if we're talking September, they'll have something in between September and November.
Right, right, right. But it wouldn't be anything significant. I'm talking about like the big four.
No. It's not those. No.
Right. So the only one would be SummerSlam.
Mm-hmm.
But
now if they do keep the belt on Roman for the sole purpose of him beating Hogan's record, does it make sense to do that?
No, because he'll still be number two.
But they're trying to get Hogan pretty much out of sight, out of mind, even though they're talking about bringing Hogan in for this WrestleMania as well.
Well, he'll be at the contract sign, not a contract signing, the autograph sessions and then the panels and stuff like that the day before.
Why?
Yeah, but they've also reached out to him as being part of WrestleMania in some kind of way, just like they have with Stone Cold and Cena.
Well, we know Cena's going to be in. There's a streak involved with Cena. Cena will be the special guest referee or something, or Stone Cold.
No, they've already got a special guest referee. They already got Punk as special guest referee for.
No, he's commentator.
He's commentator, right. Same thing, pretty much. You know,
same thing.
So you could have both of them as special guest refs. One does the main event. One does Seth and Drew.
That'd be a little redundant, though, don't you think? I wouldn't do two special guest refs. Redundant
and pomp and circumstance and star power. Or one does one night one. One does night two. To which, in that case, I would put John Cena in a tag match, and then have Stone Cold in the main event. Just for that Mike Tyson feel,
I'm going to go with Cody.
Fair enough. So there it is, ladies and gents. We just pretty much booked the order and did our picks for WrestleMania. We are officially there now. 7 days from now, we'll be gearing up to get ready to do our react show. So be on the lookout for that immediately after WrestleMania. We'll talk about night one and see who's in the lead pick-wise for night one. And then we'll be doing a react show on Sunday because, it's WrestleMania. And we will determine exactly who is, once again, your reigning, defending, pick le champion. Me, and then we will go from there. So
all I'm gonna say is, KG, make sure you put some gas in the car Sunday night, because I expect to see you Monday afternoon.
Look,
make sure it's all lined up and ready for Daddy to come on. I don't want to miss.
Yeah, it has been a while since you've had it.
I don't want to see a whole bunch of white white spots and fingerprints all over my belt when you get over here.
Here we go.
Hello. Hello. Is it me
you're Vaseline looking? All and whatnot.
Like I only did the one Playgirl shooting the joint. I had my Shawn Michaels on.
Lord have mercy. So we had a restyle limit, unfortunately. We can only go for so long. They won't let us go all night long like we used to because they got tired easily. So the powers that be, you know how they are. So we are going to leave you with something special, as KG alluded to. This is an iconic picture, part one. Man, if this talks about where we're going with wrestling, it's going to be a great thing to see. Thank you all for joining us. Till next week.